Dave Spadaro, Glenn Mack now with you. It's Eagles 360 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And it's now my time to sit back and chuckle as Glenn Mack now offers three of his five bold predictions for Sunday night.
Here you go. Yeah, here we go. Number one, the Eagles. This includes Sam Bradford, by the way. The entire Eagles will not turn the ball over this game. The Dallas Cowboys defense has only four turnovers all year. Of course, three of them were against the Eagles in that first game. But they don't get the ball. They don't force turnovers. They're not going to do it. It's going to be a perfect zero turnover for the Eagles this week. You like that one?
Critical if the offensive line comes together. We don't know the status of Jason Peters at this point. So clearly, if the Eagles win the battle up front, that makes it a whole lot easier for Bradford, for DeMarco Murray, for Ryan Matthews, and for a pass-catching core that needs to secure the football.
All right. Number two, little more optimism on this one. DeMarco Murray will rush for 100 yards this game. I know I predicted this earlier this year, and I think he would have got 85, something like that. I got close. But here you go, Dave Spadaro.
Yeah.
The lead runner on opponents against the Dallas Cowboys since they played the Eagles, which would include Devontae Freeman, Mark Ingram, LeGarrette Blount, Orleans Darkwa, and Marshawn Lynch have averaged 4.6 yards per carry. You can run on this team. Orleans Darkwa, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
You can run on this team. The status of Ryan Matthews, of course, is a little uncertain. I think Murray's going to get the carries, and I believe he will get those 100 yards. Going back to Dallas, big incentive this week.
And he's talked about it today. He's very stoic. It's just another game. But you know that DeMarco Murray's going to be fired up to go back to that stadium, to the people he knows, to put on a good show. I wonder what the reaction will be from the crowd in Philadelphia. How would they react? Well, we reacted great when Donovan McNabb came to town and Brian Dawkins came to town and Andy Reid came to town, so I expect a classy reaction from the Dallas Cowboys crowd.
And then Dallas Cowboys fans?
I expect DeMarco Murray to have I think he'll have a big game also.
There you go. All right, here you go. Number three. Actually, one more optimism. Kiko Alonso's coming back, and I think we're going to finally get that Kiko Alonso that everybody thought when the Eagles picked him up in the LeSean McCoy trade. Remember, this guy was the NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year in 2013. We haven't seen that kid yet. He floats to the ball. He's instinctive. Actually, here's the prediction. He will either get a turnover, force a turnover, receive a turnover, or have a sack this game. It's going to be big-time return for Kiko Alonso.
It will be remarkable if he has that kind of impact after not playing for more than a month here.
Mm-hmm.
After playing very sparingly in the preseason, to think that a guy can come right in and just, boom, make an impact, then you're speaking about a very special player. And I think Kiko has great ability. I just think there's some rust to be knocked off here, Glenn, and I hope so.
This is why they're bold predictions.
I understand that.
He'll come back and be okay?
I'm looking for something like Kiko Alonso will hold Jason Witten to under 30 yards receiving. That would be a bold prediction that I would buy, and that would be a big impact.
Well, good. So next week, you can grade me on all these.
We've got two more coming your way from Glenn on the kickoff show on Sunday night at 7:30. Got you covered all the way through the Eagles and the Cowboys game on Sunday Night Football in America. When we return, the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, in studio. Another Eagles-Cowboys game for him, and possibly talking about a must-win for the Eagles.